military veterans, and active duty service members. You could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Gamer Tag Radio.
All right, welcome to Gamer Tag Radio, live from New York City, Danny Pena, and I have from all the way in the West Coast, Los Angeles, we have Paris Lilly. What's up, Paris?
Big
What's
day up, today. Man?
Big day.
Big day. I got questions.
Oh, and I got answers.
Yeah.
So I know people don't know what's going on, but I've been here in New York since yesterday. I was actually got invited from the whole Nintendo crew. Shout out to them. Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to get hands-on with not only the console, but also the games. I'll say this. Maybe 80 to 90% of the games that were announced at during the Direct was available, playable. The majority of them, of course, was all third-party, so we'll talk about it here on the show. But I know Paris has lots of questions about many things. Let's see. Let's start from there, man. So go for it, Paris.
So first of all, congrats being one of the first people in the world to get hands on with the Nintendo Switch 2. I want to know about the hardware itself, man. What did it feel like to actually hold a Nintendo Switch 2 in comparison to obviously the original Switch?
Yeah, it feels more premium. Like you could tell that it's like, remember when we got to play OLED, the OLED version for the first time, right? It feels better than that. The quality, the buttons, the screen. I know there was a lot of back and forth. Like, is this a downgrade or what?
That's the number one question I've seen today is the fact that this is LCD compared to the OLED original Switch. Like, your thought on that? Yeah, people definitely want to know that.
The quality looks fantastic. And you'll see, because I recorded a lot of gameplay of me playing a handheld mode, especially with Mario Kart. Mario Kart Worlds, which we got to talk about that later, but the quality is really, really good. We also had a Q&A with the developers that worked on the hardware, and everybody asked a lot of questions about like the battery life. They said depending on what is it that you're doing, it can last from like 2 hours to like almost 7 hours, so like 6.5 hours or something like that. It all depends what type of mode you play in these games now, because remember, there's quality mode, there's performance mode. They even confirm that this also could do ray tracing too in these games. Wow. So yeah, because I think a couple people asked that question during the Q&A.
So my next question is the Joy-Cons themselves, because now they're magnetic to lock and unlock them, right? So were you able to do that while you were playing? Yes. And how did that feel?
Yeah, it felt really, really good too. Like when it snaps pretty hard. Like it's like, it feels like it's tight. Like it's not going to get loose. I know one of the conversations we were having, and we asked this question to the developer, that the inside of the console where you connect the Joy-Cons, it looks cheap, but he was like, try it out, touch it. Check it out. Like it doesn't feel cheap at all. Like I feel like they did a really good job designing the console, the Joy-Cons, like magnetic, like even to the side, you can even do it like this. There's a button on the back of the Joy-Con where you loose it, you press it, and it will loose the Joy-Cons. So it's not easy to take out.
Right. And I obviously that's what they said in the presentation, but from what I read, it sounds like it's an electromagnet, so that button basically diffuses it, so then you can take it off. But like you're saying, it is, you can't just pull it off easily. It is locked in when you're doing it.
You can't, unless you press that button in the back, then get loose after that. Yeah.
Nice. That's good to hear.
And I also tried the Pro Controller too. Pro Controller looks really, really good. Like I love the original one. This one feels a lot better. And I know the newest thing that I have in there is the C button, but here's a good thing. Cause, people were asking this question too. is it going to be compatible with the other accessories that came out for Nintendo Switch?
I was going to ask.
And yes, I could confirm that it will be compatible with all the original Pro Controller, the also if you have like the GameCube, not the GameCube, the Nintendo Switch Nintendo 64 controller, all those accessories will be compatible with this one too. Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice, nice. So the joysticks themselves, like on the Pro and obviously on the Joy-Cons, because stick drift was a big thing. Did they talk about that at all as far as improving that?
They said they fixed that issue. They did a better job with this one than the previous one. I think that was one of the first questions people asked during the Q&A. And here's something that I did mention. I was like the last person to ask this question. This was the longest answer out of all of them, or closest to the longest. I asked them, okay, there hasn't been no talk about the eShop at all.
Yeah.
Is it going to be faster? Because now, look, the files are going to be bigger. Is the navigation is going to be smoother, faster? How is it compared to the original Switch? And they did confirm that this is going to be a lot faster. I think this was like the most requested thing within the company because a lot of the team didn't like the eShop from the original Switch. It was just too slow and it would take forever to download. But this one's going to be a lot smoother, a lot faster.
Mm-hmm. So that leads me right into my next one because I'm trying to get all the hardware stuff out before we jump into games because I'm sure there's going to be a lot of stuff about that.
For sure.
So now you have to get these new micro SD cards that are faster. So you can't use like the one that I have in my current Switch. I can't use in the Switch 2. Did they explain the reason why you have to use these higher speed micro SD cards?
Oh, you know what? They didn't brought that up. Nobody asked that question. That's a great question because
I was on KFG. I was doing KFGD, and me and Gary were going back and forth on this, and we looked it up. They're not cheap. Like a 1 terabyte one, it takes you into the hundreds of dollars. Because like we looked up a 256, and it was $60. For a 256. So they're definitely going to have to talk about that. I mean, we'll get into price and all that stuff because trust me, that is the number one topic everybody's talking about.
Go ahead. I was going to mention about
the price. Yeah, because I'm sure we're going to have a whole thing on the price. So you can hold that for a second. But the dock, now you can do 4K. So you can play in dock mode. And did they talk about anything specific about the dock while you're playing?
Not much about the dock. It's more of even if you play an older Switch game, the games, most of them is going to be a lot faster loading time. It all depends on the game. So it's going to be better than playing it on the original Switch. But like, I'll tell you a perfect example. I also got to see Zelda, the last Zelda game that came out for the Switch.
Yeah. Tears of the Kingdom.
On the Switch too. Switch 2, Paris. It looks totally different. Like,
but now
meaning like clear. Like, it looks beautiful, clear, and everything. Yeah.
So this was handheld or docked?
Dock.
Did you play it in handheld?
No, I didn't. It wasn't available for handheld on that one.
So the other thing about in handheld mode, so you can confirm 1080p, 120 hertz screen, so it can go up to 120 frames 120. A second.
Yes, on these games. I actually played Metro Prime 4 Beyond on 120 FPS.
So this brings me right to my question then. So we kind of jump into the games a little bit. So you played the Switch 2 version of Metro Prime 4.
The Switch 2 version. Yes, Switch 2 version.
Right.
Yep. And oh my God, it's so good. Yeah. It looks so good, man.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. I can't believe that's a Nintendo Switch game. Like an original Nintendo Switch game. But it's even better playing on this version too. Like it's smoother, faster. And one thing that I do like that I forgot to mention to this, you could play also mouse mode with this, because there was people that are doing that, or you could just switch it to like the Joy-Con motion, like the gyro stuff. You could do it like that. That's how I played it. And also you could play it using the Pro Controller too. And you can even switch it on the spot. Like there was people that were playing like this, and then it will go to mouse, and it was like play very, very smooth, very, very smooth. The game is phenomenal, by the way.
I want to talk about Mario Kart World, but before we get into that, so did you play, and you talked about docked already, so I'm more interested in handheld mode. Did you play anything that was a Switch 1 game in handheld mode on Switch 2? Or was everything just Switch 2 games?
That's a great question. No, I think the only one that I played handheld, because it wasn't there available, was Mario Kart Worlds.
Let's just jump into it. Yeah.
Yeah. And it, I mean, you're going to get to see a video that I record. Actually, I recorded multiple videos of me playing Mario Kart Worlds handheld mode. And yeah, it was good, man. Like it felt so good playing it, man. Like it's I think this was the highlight of the whole event was Mario Kart.
Yeah.
I believe it.
So this is essentially their Forza Horizon, because now you can go off road and do all these things with it as well.
And we also tried out the new mode, Knockout Tour. Oh my God. Yeah. That's my favorite mode. Cause I want to think of it as like you're racing as 24 people and you got to go to like the first checkpoint, and let's say the top 20 will go to the next round. So it's like that, like think of it as like Fortnite Apex, but racing, you know what I'm saying? So it was so competitive, like, bro, it is chaotic. Like in the beginning it's a lot of people at the same time, right? But after a while, like, you'll get used to it. Like, it feels the roads feels a lot bigger, wider. A lot of places you could go to. There's a couple new items that you could pick up. Well, I know we're talking about games, but it's really good, really, really good. I think people are going to love it a lot. I know I had questions about online, how's that going to be? But I guess they basically, talked about it during the Direct. So it looks like you don't need that Nintendo Switch Online app that they have in a mobile phone for like the original Switch. So this is good. I think this is a good step. Now, am I going to go out there and download, and buy the camera for this? I don't think so. That was a question, the camera really quick.
So yeah. Can you use any USB camera, or it has to be the Nintendo
one? Here's the thing. Okay. They said yes, but they said if it's not an official, like, it's not going to work perfect, you know, like that type of thing. They even mentioned this, like X-Reel, for example. Somebody mentioned like, hey, can I use X-Reel? Because it's two USB ports, USB-C. Can I use that for me to play this device? And they say, yes, it will work. But if it's not an official Nintendo product, you know, that type of thing, they always bring it will work. Even Bluetooth is going to be a lot better.
I was going to ask that.
They talked about that. It's going to be way better than the previous one. I think anything that has USB-C, like for example, I have the Razer dock that came out, you could play on the Switch on that one, right? But the only difference is you have to connect, because the USB-C is at the bottom of the console. This is on top, so it's like similar to the Steam Deck, so you could use that dock also through there, and it will work perfectly. It will work on the TV and everything.
So sticking with audio, because I want to talk about the game chat. Number one, did you get to use it? And then number two, okay, so you didn't get to use it. Did they say anything about, like I have my AirPods, right? So I can connect those on Bluetooth audio. Can I use the microphones on that as well for game chat? Did they talk about any of that?
Honestly, they say anything like that, accessories will work.
Okay, great. Because that was kind of my thought. I'm like, man, I would have my AirPods in. I just use the mic on that because I'm hearing through the AirPods anyway. So that's good to know. Now, I'm sick for the games a little bit because the price stuff going to get messy. Did you play Donkey Kong?
Yes. Here's the thing. the game wasn't my highlight, but it's not a bad game. It's there. And I get it. The new park is opening or just opening in Orlando. Yeah. So, of course, they're going to have something related to Donkey Kong. And I'm like, it makes sense. So it's not a game that I'm going to go out there like, oh, man, I'm going to buy day one. Like, if I get it, I get it. But it's okay. Like, I felt like there was a lot of people that felt that way when they play. They were like, yeah, it's a decent game. You know, it's okay.
But this isn't. So, and I'll tell you offline, but I had a few different people that we know. See, there's your Banjo-Kazooie. Congrats. I'm like, this ain't Banjo-Kazooie.
No.
But my question is, because honestly, my biggest disappointment out of all of this was no 3D Mario, right? We didn't get that at all. So what you're saying
is... I have a theory on that, but go ahead.
Okay. So it sounds like this isn't going to be like a replacement for 3D Mario is from a gameplay standpoint.
It doesn't feel that because remember this game is coming out in July.
So it's not.
It's not a holiday game, you know. Here's the theory that I have because I know I was thinking about it and knowing how it is with Nintendo. Like I give a perfect example. One of the biggest things that I was asking everyone, like, man, that's weird. No Xbox. That's strange. But I know Xbox is working games on that, right?
Right.
Here's the thing. There's more to come. So when I say more to come. It's eventually going to happen, but there's going to be a time and place for that. And it's similar to Mario and all these games. Because remember, all these games that's coming out now, this is for launch.
Right.
For launch. The only game that we just don't know the date is Metroid Prime 4, which is later this year. I think it might be around.
What about Kirby?
Because
they said Kirby's this year, but they didn't put a date on it.
They didn't, right? I'm trying to remember if they did. I can't remember. But I know, for example...
Did you play it? Was it there?
Yeah, it was there. I didn't play it. Yeah. I didn't get to play it. But it was there. It was there. It was playable. That put it this way, everything was there, playable. GameCube games was playable. Cyberpunk 2077 was
I was going to ask.
Yeah.
Look, you know,
of course, the yellow chair, hey.
I mean, how did that look on Switch 2? Because that honestly got me excited, not for the game itself, but for the potential of the hardware performance of the Switch 2. So how did that look?
Yeah, it played pretty good. Like, I was impressed. Now, in the beginning, because I haven't played it in a while, so it was kind of chaotic, like running and shooting. But then once you get used to it, like after a couple minutes, you're like, oh, man, this game looks good. Like, audio sounds good, even though... They're planning to still work more on it. I saw the team over there, Radic. You know.
Of course, Radic was there.
He was there. It was like I was telling him, like this is impressive. You know, like think okay, this is not no PC version, of course. This is not.
Yeah.
But I think this version,
like Series S, maybe.
You know what? I never played a Series S version. I played the X, so I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know how that I could compare. Okay, I played it on the Steam Deck version, right? Like it's good, it's playable. Of course, you could tell it's like a little downgrade on that a little bit, but it's still playable. Look, I was the one that played The Witcher, Witcher 3,
on
the original Switch, and look, it doesn't look the greatest, but I had a good time. And the key thing is the people that have never played Cyberpunk. They only have Nintendo Switch. They're gonna be so happy to play this, you know. So they don't care about is it the best graphics or this, and they don't really care about that. You know, it's more for them. It's more content and of course the experience of having a game like that on the Switch.
So to the point of what you're saying about more to come, you know, this being about launch. I mean, again, now we're going into Rumorville, but the rumor leading up to this was. They were going to take a three-step approach to introducing the Switch 2. So because again, like you said, there was nothing from Xbox. We know Xbox is going to have a million games on this thing. So it does sound like, all right, here's our launch window. Let's get that out in June, get those games out. And then probably over the summer leading to the holiday, it sounds like they're going to show more stuff.
Yeah, that's the vibe I'm getting. Look, nobody answered this question.
Right.
You know, nobody's going to ask. But I think the vibe is, let's get this out. I think the highlight for this presentation was about the console. It's about, this is the new thing that we have. Here's a couple games. Hey, we also have Nintendo Switch 2 edition games. You know, they are playable. But here's the thing. Nintendo knows what they're doing. I think right now there's going to be a lot of conversation about prices and games.
There's a lot.
But let me tell you this. I guarantee you people are still going to go out there and buy it. They're still going to go out there and buy it, you know, even though a lot of people are probably not going to be happy with just the prices, especially like for example, like Mario being Mario Kart world to being.
Let's jump into it because that's the topic. Seeing that Mario Kart, well, first and foremost, Mario Kart World's getting its own direct in a few weeks. So again, we're going to get more information about that game to really show it off, which is great. But Danny, let me start this way. When they said it was $449, I was like, okay, but I wasn't disappointed because I'm thinking, hey, with everything that this hardware is doing, I get it. Like, right? You know what I mean? So yeah. I wasn't too crazy about that. But I got to admit, man, when I saw the digital version of Kart was $80 and the physical is $90, I'm like, whoa, what are we doing here? Let's keep this a buck, a real conversations, people that's watching this. Look,
yeah,
I got a job. I can afford it. It's not a thing of can I afford it or not. I'm getting that $4.99 bundle day one. So it's not even a thing of that. It's what worries me is of all companies, Nintendo raising their prices up like this, the rest of the industry seeing this and Take-Two going, well, you're damn right we're making Grand Theft Auto $600. Not to mention, I'm seeing the Pro Controller, and I think it was $80, right? The Joy-Con was $90. It's like I'm seeing these prices just go up and up. And it's like the thing about Nintendo has always been its affordability for families, because my kids are all going to want this. That's a lot of damn money.
Multiple kids is
the point that I'm trying to make here, right? So that's my concern over it, that we're now starting to just these prices are getting out of control for gaming, that it's not as affordable for just regular folks as it used to be. It's like, I don't know. You were there. You've obviously seen it. What's your thoughts on this?
I think Nintendo was in a very odd position because of all the tariffs, all the tariffs, political stuff that's happening now.
Oh, and it just got worse today, by the way. It just got worse.
I haven't seen the news, so I don't know what's going on, but all I'm saying is it's because of that. Because if you go to Japan, like the I know this information where
they locked
Nintendo Switch 2 is a lot cheaper over there. It's $337 or $340 right, or something like that in yen. And now it's region locked. So I think they were in a position where, like, look, we have to raise it up because of the tariffs. I think if it wasn't for that, Paris, I think this console would have been $399. Honestly speaking.
Yeah. I mean, that's what most people thought, $399. But that's what I mean. I at least wasn't upset at the $450. To everything that you're talking about.
It's
the games that concern me the most, especially digital. Physical, I get it. Okay, whatever. You're trying to push people towards digital anyways. But to see like Donkey Kong 70, but to see Mario Kart at 80 is just like, man, it's getting expensive. Now,
the only positive that I see from that is if you get the bundle.
Right. You get $30 off.
Like $30 off. I'm like, that's not bad. I think I'm going that route.
That's what I did. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm planning to get like the Pro Controller. I'm probably going to get that too.
Yeah.
I'll probably will too. Like whatever. But there's some things that we can't control. Like that's their decision and it is what it is. The only thing that I'm disappointing is being locked, region locked. I don't like the idea, but.
That was from 20 years ago when we had to deal with all that stuff.
Yeah.
To see that. We got used to being open.
Yeah.
And like I said, not to belabor on this point, it's not about me and you. We can go get it. But I mean, I think it would be irresponsible to not talk about this because not everybody can go run out and spend $80, $90 a pop on these games. Yeah. And then the other thing I wanted to ask you was, God, what is it called again? The game. Like there's the physical media, but then there's they got a name for it now. The virtual game, or virtual card. Go to the store, you buy the card, you can buy the card, but then you still have to download the game. So it's almost like the card is like your DRM check for it. You're still downloading the game, but you buy a physical card at the store. I'm blanking on the name now.
Oh, that's the one that you could share. You could share the game and all
you can share it, but it's a little complicated. It's not the virtual thing that they were showing last week.
Okay. I don't even know what you're talking about.
I'll have to find it.
It's all good. Yeah. I mean, overall, this was a pretty good direct. I think Nintendo had to do a couple of things. Show the hardware, make it show us and tell us why we should need to purchase this device compared to the original Switch, right? They did that job. They show us all the new features and everything like that. Now we needed new games. Not the original Switch. I'm talking about new Nintendo Switch games.
Yeah.
They did that, especially seeing Mario Kart Worlds and a couple other ones, plus the new exclusive game that's coming out too. I think it's called The Dusk. Dusk Blood. Man, and that one is a multiplayer game. The game looks really good. It wasn't there playable, by the way. It wasn't playable at all. But so they show that, right? And also show us the future. Like, what is it we're going to get to see from like launch window and also potentially next year? I think we're going to get to see a lot more from Nintendo. And even though I played Mario Kart, two different modes, three modes. I played multiplayer, single player, and handheld single player, and also knockout tour with 24 other people that was there at the event. That was like insanity, by the way. They show that. And I think Nintendo did a pretty good job overall, man. You know, now we're going to have different opinions about prices. I get it. You know, but the best advice I'll say this, vote with your wallet. If you feel like you don't want to pay a game for that price, don't buy it. If you do want to buy it, then go for it. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, that's how I see it overall.
No, and I don't disagree with that. I'm getting it day one. So it isn't about I won't get it. It's just I think about the future moving forward. What does this mean for the industry and gaming and pricing and things like that? How affordable is it going to continue to be? I did find what I was looking for. It's called Game Key Cards, which I also found out technically has already been a thing. It's like for third party games, like you mentioned The Witcher, right? The Witcher doesn't just fit on the physical disc. You still have to download some of the game. So this has already been something that's been around, but essentially now, I guess all the first party Nintendo games will fit on a physical disc, but the majority of these third party games will not, or a lot. I shouldn't say the majority, but a lot of them will not. So, like I said, you're buying the physical thing at the store, but you still have to download it, the game, once you get home onto your hard drive, onto your Switch too. You can still share it. You can, you know, the DRM thing is like an extra step you'll have to do. So it's not as simple as, hey, here, Danny. Here's my game. You go play it. There will be a DRM check on there that you'll have to do. So it's already been around, but now they officially are calling it Game Key Cards. Is Game Key Cards.
Okay, that's good to know. I was going to ask you, Perry, what are your thoughts about this being a 256 gigabyte storage?
Honestly, that's exactly what I thought it was going to be, internal. I thought, okay, because it was, 32 before, right? So I was like, they'll probably make it like 256 or something, maybe 512 if we're lucky. So that didn't surprise me. Oh, something else to bring up. So again, these Switch 2 upgrades on games, some of them are free, but some of them we're going to have to pay for. Did they
talk an upgrade pack?
Yeah. Did they talk anything about that?
They didn't, but remember, a lot of those upgrade pack is additional content. So think of it as like DLC, but
Mario Party Jamboree, as an example, is going to do new things as a result. I get that.
It's extra content. So now, is it going to be $70? No. Is it going to be a cheaper price for that type of content?
Yeah. So, because like they mentioned, so like Tears of the Kingdom, Breath of the Wild, you can actually go buy the Switch 2 upgraded version, the whole game. But if you already own it, I guess you can pay to upgrade it. And then if you're an online member or something, it's free. You know, all this information is coming
in.
Here's
one thing that I was very disappointed from being at there. Cause we all watched the Nintendo Direct and I'm like, why they didn't announce the price on the Direct. I found out, I went outside cause we had to like change to a different building. I went outside and like, the press release is out. I'm like, so the press release, that's when they announced the price there. So it was a little bit confusing and I get it. I think they didn't want to have the price on the direct. Because we've seen that, like, when we go to E3 Paris, so-and-so is on stage, and they'll say, this console is this price. You know, I think they should have done that as part of the presentation, part of the presentation package, in my opinion. But I totally get it, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Here's what I think. I think they knew it was news that wasn't going to be received very well. Nobody is excited about a price increase. So you don't put it in that. People can be excited about for what they see. Then you drop the bad news about the price increase, you know, in the press release. So that's how I kind of saw it. So I don't know if you saw GameStop is doing trade-in offers. So if
what is the deal that they have now?
Yeah. So the OLED, if you trade in your OLED, you can get $175, and your original Switch version 1 or 2, you get $125. And the Switch Lite, you'll get $100 trade in. Not bad. It's not bad. It's not crazy.
But OLED, for OLED price, I don't think so. They're the ones I
can't. Because OLED is $350 retail.
But getting that back, that amount.
So you're basically getting half.
Yeah.
You're getting half back. It's not bad. I didn't think it was
times
crazy.
Times are tough. Times are tough. And people need to. I did that when I got the Xbox 360, and I was broke. So I traded in my original Xbox, which, man, I wish I had it with me still today. Yeah. But I traded it in and I got a little bit, and I got my 360 eventually, you know.
Yeah.
But
like for me, I'm just gonna hand it on down the line to one of the kids or something, the OLED. But I don't know. Like I said, taking price out of it for a second and just focusing on the hardware and the games that we saw. I mean, I was very happy with it. I thought this was a good direct. I thought it was a great presentation. It makes me want to go buy a Switch 2. I want to play Mario Kart. I want to play, you know, you play Donkey Kong and I guess so-so, but from what I saw of Donkey Kong, it looked interesting to me. I mean, it looks like a pretty good third-party lineup of games coming to the hardware as well. We know there's going to be more. I want to play Metro Prime 4, all that stuff. So I thought it was good. I thought it looked good. It's a day one purchase for me.
I forgot other games that were there available to play. The Yakuza 0 was there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Split Fiction. Yeah,
Hitman. I don't think it was there. Hitman. I don't remember seeing it there. But I know Yakuza was there. Hades 2 playable.
Yes, I forgot about that. That's a big deal to me. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Split Fiction. Also that wheel game. Drag Drive, I think it's called.
Yeah,
where you use the remote. The Joy-Cons as like a mouse, but you go like this, right? And you grab the ball, I believe, with the one of the, I think it's the trigger button. The L, I think is it right? Yeah, right trigger. And you go like this and you throw it, like you swing it like that, right? Or to pass it, there's the L button on top of the Joy-Con. That's like to pass. Yeah. That was a lot of fun. We played 3v3 on that one. Oh my God. So much fun. I was very surprised playing that game. It was cool.
Nice.
Now, the one that I just didn't get it was what was the name of the tour? That tour game that there's like quizzes and like things.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah, I forget it.
I don't know about that. I don't know. Right. I didn't play it because I know it was available there for play, but I was like, I don't know. Were people gonna actually get that? I don't know.
Yeah.
Anything else, Paris?
I mean, I think that's it. I mean, awesome that you got a chance to go hands-on with it and, you know, check it out for yourself. It's funny. I've, over the years, I remember when I first got the Switch, I would always just play it docked. I would never play it handheld. Now, I never play it docked. I'm like a handheld person with it, I would say 95% of the time. So I'm happy that it's doing 4K. So it's great that feature's there. I just don't know how much advantage I'm really going to take, you know, I'm going to take advantage of it, you know, because I'll probably mostly play in handheld. But I think the launch, I'm having Mario Kart at launch. I think there's a few, definitely some games at launch that I want to pick up and check out. But I'm definitely interested to see how much of my back catalog, like how improved, how better it's going to look on the Switch 2 compared to the original Switch playing those games as well. So, yeah, I mean, hey, the other part of this, June 5th, That is the week of Summer Game Fest. So
that, yo, you know, everybody, you know, people out here going to be with it with that.
Oh my God.
Here's one thing I was going to ask you, you know, as a person that play mouse and keyboard, how excited, because I don't play mouse and keyboard. That's like, not
what,
my thing.
Seven?
I'm a control. No. I was going to say your thoughts of seeing them bringing back that, because back then, the last time we got to see this was in 1997. There was a mouse for the Super Nintendo for Mario Paint, which, you know, they're working on a new Mario Paint. You know,
of course.
Yeah, I mean, it just makes sense.
Well, that's why I brought up Civ 7, because Civ 7 is going to be a game that can take advantage of that. So I am curious, like, in the kind of, even if I don't dock it, if I just have a tabletop, I can detach and I can use the mouse to play Civ 7 on it. So that's going to be a cool thing as well. Look. Yeah. It might be gimmicky. I don't know how many people are going to take advantage of it, but the fact that it's even there. So if there's a dev that has a game that can truly utilize it, they got the option now. So it's a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And here's another theory I forgot to mention to you. I know people were very surprised. There was like no Call of Duty announcements or anything like that. I think it's either the newest Call of Duty that's coming out, or maybe it's just Warzone.
Here we go again.
But I honestly think I agree. That's the reason. I think that's why we didn't get to see. Like, does it make sense for Activision release Black Ops near, you know, close to the, you know, when the Switch releases and it's like the new Call of Duty is coming up? So it makes sense to have the newest Call of Duty available on all platforms, including Nintendo Switch 2.
Or does Microsoft, Xbox, do it at Summer Game Fest? Why not?
They could do that too, and they'll show logo.
Show the logo. Hey, boom. And here are games coming to Switch 2. Boom. I mean, they could do that at their own showcase. Yes. It may not necessarily be Nintendo. Right. So, I mean, we'll see. Because look, we know there are Xbox games coming. Honestly, there's going to be PlayStation games too. So there's going to be more announcements for sure.
Of course. So we'll see. Of course. Yeah. Now, I was going to mention, like, shout out to, I know I mentioned Nintendo, but I also got to see Doug Bowser because I was sitting right in the front. So he, you know, that people presented him, he came in.
Yeah.
Pat me on the back, like, oh, Danny, went on stage and stuff. So he was there. He showed us a new video of the game chat. It's like an extended version video of the similar stuff that we got to see during the direct that was only for the media that was there. So it was cool. You know, it is interesting seeing that. Now, is it something I'm going to get a camera to have that like available part of it? I'm not going to do that. I can see. Definitely doing like voice chat. I think it'll be a lot easier to talk to people. And I was very surprised that they showed the quality of the video.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
It wasn't good. So I'm like, okay, Nintendo, you got balls to show. Overall, great event. Great, great event. I just love the setup. So when we came in, they showed the hardware. So we had, there we could play with the hardware, look at it. There was no games there. It was just the hardware, right? And then after that was multiplayer Mario Kart Worlds. And they were like, oh, we have another surprise in Mario Kart. And I'm like, another surprise? What is it? So when we went up, it was Knockout Tour. And I'm like, man, this is so cool. And then after that, you go in and it's all third-party games, and of course a couple first-party Nintendo Switch games, GameCube games, and all that.
Yeah.
And then after that, like right before you leave, there was this whole big section of all Donkey Kong Bonanza, I think it's called, right? It was available, playable, and I got to play it. And look, it's not a bad game, but it's not something like that will get excited. I prefer a Donkey Kong Country HD, you know, those type of games. This one, where they had it playable, wasn't, how I would say this, like it didn't get me excited for the game. Now, maybe when the full version comes out, maybe it's a totally different story, because now it's a lot more things, because there was an area And they were telling me, oh, yeah, once you go here, your game, the demo is done. I'm like, really? So what I was doing, I was just digging, punching, collecting items. I found an item where you grab, it's like a special rock that will break steel. So I grabbed it and I threw it. And inside there was like collectibles and stuff. It was just more of that. But I wish they had like a better demo. You get what I'm saying? To get me more like hype for a game. Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like, I mean, Mario Kart World is going to be the flagship title for launch, you know, and Donkey Kong coming, you know, a month later in July. Maybe this isn't, you're going to be like, it sounds like Mario Kart World, Metroid Prime 4 is the two big games for Nintendo this year. And from what you're describing, don't expect Donkey Kong to necessarily be on that level. Fun, but not necessarily on that level of
yeah.
Game. So
yeah.
We'll see. Yeah. It's,
yeah,
you know,
but hey, I'm happy to see a lot of third party support. Like, I'm so happy to see that. But go ahead.
We've already said there's going to be a ton of third party support for this thing, which is great. One thing I forgot to mention, you briefly said it, but I don't know if you got hands on to check it out. GameCube, did you get to check out any GameCube?
No, I didn't. Every time I would go there, was always people playing that.
Oh, because of the GameCube, that's why.
The GameCube.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I didn't get to play it, but yeah, it was there available. All the games that they announced for the GameCube that was there during the Direct,
yeah,
it was playable there.
Cool.
Yeah. I was surprised, and I get it. I get it why they didn't put no Mario game in there. Because again, it's all about Mario Kart. If it's a Mario game, all about Mario Kart. That's like the highlight. I think later, once months pass by, they'll add like Mario Sunshine or whatever, you know.
Yeah, of course.
I just want to say, everyone, thank you so much for watching or listening to this conversation. Look, this is real time. I just got back from the event. I'm like blocks away from the event. They actually gave me a cool backpack. Let me see if I have it here. Where is it? It's right here. Let me show you what they gave me. I'm going to be walking around at the airport with this.
Let me have backpack. It when you get back. Let me have it when you get back.
No, you're not going to get that. No. But it's big, and you can feel like your laptop, everything in there, man. It's really cool. Now, yeah. I don't know if people are going to get this at the event. I think whoever like registered, they might get this. I'm not 100% sure, but it looks really cool. You never know.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah, well, if you register, Paris.
Hey, hopefully, maybe one day, maybe I can get hands on with the Switch 2 as well. Yeah, we'll see.
You're gonna be like this. You're gonna be walking like this, and like, Paris, just come. Or you know, the Conan O'Brien, like by the window, just like
yeah.
And they let you in. Like,
nah, but real talk though, man. I mean, I'm stoked you got this opportunity to go out to New York and be one of the first people to get hands on, man. Because it's a big deal. That it definitely is a big deal. I mean, this is going to be the number one item for this holiday coming out as a Switch 2. Everybody's going to want to get their hands on one. So hopefully, obviously, people watching or listening to this, you know, got some good info out of it from you. And man, yeah, I mean, it's crazy. June 5th is going to be here before you know it. So
it's right after that, Summer Game Fest. Here's the thing. And I need to bring this up. Like, you know, throughout my career, like I went to the original Nintendo GameCube event that they had here in New York City. I went to that one. I got to play the Wii early. They did like a special event for ambassadors. So each ambassador in every city will invite their friends. So my friend invited me to that event. So that was really cool. And then the Wii U in Miami, they had also an event there. So getting this invitation, man, from the first event, it was like, it's an honor, man, for getting the opportunity from Nintendo, man. It's not, let me tell you, man, people, oh man, they would die just to go to this event, man. They're like, they would love to get the opportunity, you know? So like, I'm thankful and I'm glad that I could share my experience with everybody else. And I hope whoever's listening and watching this video, I hope they get excited too, man. Not only from the Nintendo Direct, but actually people that actually play the games, you know, and talked about it and everything, man, too. So, and it's cool. I got to see a lot of people. Jason Schreier was there. Saw the Kind of Funny folks.
Yeah.
There, you know, Roger Blessing, Tim, everybody. A lot of people, man. Everyone was excited, man, to be at this event, man.
Hey, big day, exciting day, man. It's always fun when you get a new console reveal. So, yeah, congrats on that.
Awesome. All right, guys. Well, until next time, guys, we have more content. And also, make sure to follow me on TikTok. I have a lot of videos that I recorded. I'm going to be slowly putting it out there on socials. So make sure to check it out, man. So until next time, we're out. Take care. Peace.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.